Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
Sounded like there were some business side conflicts
on
their end, and some city ordinance issues that they came up as well. So I think potentially the conflict might have been Jacob Mizorowski, to be honest. But
this is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers GM Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Matt, you have to have seen the movie A League of Their Own, right?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so follow me on this. You'll see where I'm going. There's that scene about midway through the film where the All-American Girls Baseball League is struggling, right? And Ira Lowenstein is the guy who's trying to put it all together, and he tells, you know, the Rockford Peaches girls to, you know, help out here. Listen, we're struggling here. And then things start to catch, right? Things pick up, and there's that game around the 4th of July where it's a sellout at the yard and everyone's having a good time and the kids are enjoying it and baseball's happening and there's Ira Lowenstein walking around with a big old smile
enjoying
on his face,
moment,
right?
Yeah.
And the music comes up and you're like, yeah, it's working. You sold out a Wednesday 110 pitch at American Family Field, Skeens v. Miz, and delivered. Was that you yesterday walking around American Family?
No.
No, come on. You're walking around the Concord. Look what I've built for all of you. Yes.
Chewing on some popcorn.
No, we have to be careful peacocking in this game for sure. You know, I think this game will humble you really fast. And certain, yeah, obviously a super proud moment for the organization to watch Miz and everything he's doing here. But I'm just as nervous as everybody else in the ballpark, just making sure that, you know, everything's going well and, you know, looking for him to do great things. You know, it's just a ton of fun to watch for him and all the other guys as well. I mean, the team's playing great right now, and it's been a lot of fun to watch for sure.
He seems to be such a good kid. He just seems to be just kind of aw shucks and happy-go-lucky. Is what he appears to be what he really is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. I think everyone sees him when he comes off the mound. I mean, just that energy, you know, like a little leaguer, you know, and in a really cool way, you know, just pumping his fists. And he's fired up just like we all are. And he is a really, really great kid. And again, just a ton of fun to be around.
Vince doesn't like the F-bombs.
No, I like it fine. I just think at some point somebody's going to get to him and say, you know, the camera's right on you, man. We can see what you're saying. Yeah. Help yourself.
Yeah, at some point we'll have somebody talk to him about it. But no, it's as long as he's getting people out like that.
Right.
You say what you want.
Young man. Yeah, sir.
Sure.
Hey, Matt, you know, so you allude to the fact that obviously Miz is not going to go undefeated, right? And he's going to have stumbles and he's going to have struggles and there will be things. And hopefully he is, in the entirety of his career, everything that we hope he will be. To that point, you often talk about, you know, when guys get a few starts in, now there's tape on him, right? Now other teams have seen him. Now other teams can study him and scout him. That said, the guy's so good. The stuff he throws is so sick. Like, how much can tape and scouting help you bat against this guy?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Vince. I mean, at some point, you know, just the stuff is so overwhelming that it is hard to make an adjustment. But look, I think you're right that the league will continue to adjust. And, you know, he's going to have to make adjustments along with that. You know, it is cat and mouse every day with all of these guys in each matchup. Every individual pitch is, you know, a part of a sequence, you know, of a number of different events. And so he's going to have to continue to evolve and continue to grow just like the league is, because they will make adjustments against him at some point.
Interesting. I don't know if there's anything to see here, Matt, but Eric Haas caught the Miz yesterday. I don't know if we go back to his other starts if that was the case. Contreras was not there. And I mean, I think it's typical for Contreras to get that midweek off, but like, could this develop into a thing where Haas received a great game and called a good game for this kid? Like, does that become a pair?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, William Contreras is our everyday guy.
Right.
I mean, he's a, you know, two-time silver slugger, and he is great back there. I mean, Murph talks about it just about every post game. I mean, the little things that William does back there are tremendous. And so, you know, honestly, with how tough he is, you know, it is actually just fortunate for us to get him a day off, you know, off of his feet, and to have somebody like Eric Haas, who, again, we trust and Miz trusts and has that kind of working relationship. It is a really good partnership there. But, yeah, William's going to be our primary backstop, you know, for the entire season.
Hey, Matt, it happened against a Chicago White Sox and Arizona Diamondbacks game. Just curious if this is something that you hear or observe. There was a player for the Diamondbacks who broke down and started tearing up because of a fan yelling at him, and it turns out he was yelling at him about his mother, and his mother had passed away tragically 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah,
and then enough where like he had to be consoled by other players, and the team has ejected this fan. Now he's banned from all the stadiums. Now it sounds like this fan, whoever that was. Are we seeing more in that of that now? Like, I mean, you're at enough of these ballparks. Are we as fans taking advantage of our seat too often? Are we yelling things we shouldn't be yelling more and more? Is that an actual thing, or are we a different breed when it comes to pro athletes these days who have a little bit more sensitivity than maybe we had years ago?
No, look, I think just the fact that we have so many more cameras, microphones everywhere these days than ever before, it's probably catching more of that. I'm sure that this has happened, you know, over the course of history and, you know, in sports. I don't think there's any place for it, honestly. I really don't. I think there's a world where you go out and you have fun and you can pull for your guys, you can pull against the other team. But I think when you cross the line with something personal, especially with a guy like that who lost his mother tragically, there's really no place for that. But I've never seen our fans do that. We have incredible fans, and they come out and they have a blast and, you know, drink a bunch of beer and watch a sausage race and watching guys like Miz. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, and cheering for the Brewers. And so our fans are great. I've never seen our fans do that.
My thing is,
my
rule of thumb, Matt, is like you can get on a guy, and that's sort of part of the back and forth between fans and players. As long as your first rule is you got to be creative. Like, don't just insult the guy. And then secondly, if you can be a little bit funny, and clearly there's a line there, but, you know, you're going to ride some guys. That's part of the home field.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think you got to keep in mind that if that guy was, you know, a little bit closer to you, you probably wouldn't be saying a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah. You might not be.
When you get close to these guys, I mean, they are enormous. And even the smaller guys are built like bricks, you know. And so, you know, even a guy like Caleb Durbin, you know, really, really strong kid. Not that tall, but he is incredibly strong, and I would not want to be in an octagon with that guy, you know. So I think just recognizing it's about having fun, going out and cheering for your team, you know, for the most part.
Brewers VP and General Manager Matt Arnold, our guest on Brewers 360. One more thing for you, Matt, before I let you go. I'm playing down at Summerfest today. There's this area on the north end of the grounds that's dedicated to pickleball. And ProLite and Pickleball Kingdom have demos, and they've got, you know, paddles out there that you can check out and all sorts of stuff. So there's an exhibition today that I'll be taking part in, and a couple of your coaches there, Jason Lane and Matt Erickson, are also heading down to play. I know you've got a bunch of guys in the organization who like to pickleball. So do you have a GM scouting report for me on Lane and Erickson?
I would say good luck. I mean, they're both good and they like to talk smack. And so,
awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun. You can probably get in their heads a little bit if you talk some smack to them, but, yeah, both those guys are very, very good. Lane's a lefty too, so he can cover a lot of ground.
That messes
and
everything
really
up. You got my head in the right place already knowing I got to prepare for a lefty.
Yeah, there you go. And I call Matt Erickson our fruit ninja. You know, if you've ever played the fruit ninja game, that's sort of what he is at the net. He can slice and dice everything right in front of you. So he's really, really good too.
This sounds really bad for me, actually, right now. I may pull up lame here before I head down. Guys, I can't make it today.
Good luck.
Brewers GM Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 today. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys.